GAA on Off the Ball.
Now, so we're joined in studio by Peter Duggan, who today has been helping to launch Littlewoods Ireland's hashtag style of play campaign for the 2019 All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship. The hashtag style of play campaign will continue throughout the championship season, bringing together the worlds of sport and fashion, while showcasing the style and skills of the players representing their counties this summer. And the press release says, Peter Duggan, one of Gaelic Games' most stylish hurlers, both on and off the pitch. Peter Duggan, come on in.
Interesting.
We're suddenly looking at your clothing with far more scrutiny.
Yeah, well, in fairness, I just got kitted out of it today, so they have good fashion sense because I didn't pick it out.
Is that right? Good. Well, you're looking very stylish there. Good man. Thanks, Mill, for coming in.
No problem at all.
So you're on the verge of a new championship season. How's the body? How's the head? Where are you?
Body-wise, good. Looking forward to it. You know yourself, and when you're hurling for so much of the year, it's these couple of weeks that you're coming into that you're really intrigued and you're looking forward to. In particular now, I love the good weather hurling. Bright evenings, dry ball, sun shining. This is the time of the year that you really want to. Obviously, you want to be hurling all the whole way through the year. But it's these days now that you'd be looking forward to.
It's a different game in the summer.
Oh, 100%. It's what you play for. It's what you train for the whole year. You go back in October to build yourself up for May. So it's kind of funny that way. But you do everything to get your body in the best shape it can be in for coming into it.
And would you be in championship fitness shape now, or a bit
ago? Yeah, pretty close. From in the league, you'll be fit enough after the league anyway, as it is, because you'd have done so much training and so on. But when you're coming into the championship, then you have to fine tune every little last bit. Your diet has to be to a T. Mm-hmm. You have to make sure that your recovery is perfect, that after your training, that your body is ready for the next set of training so you can get the most out of it. In general, you just want to come into a game that you feel as confident as you can possibly feel.
Sure. Aaron Gillan was in a couple of weeks ago and he said he took the nutritionist email, printed it off in full and handed it over to his mum and said...
I will be far off him now.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't mind cooking, but I'm living at home still. It's just a little bit annoying when you're living at home and you're kind of manoeuvring around between everything. And if I was out in my own house now, I'd be cooking away there with my girlfriend and there'd be no problem at all. But at home, it's nearly handy. You're just...
I'll have that there, please.
And is mum healthy or is mum cooking the fry up?
No, she's brilliant. There's one thing from my whole life, there'll be no such thing as a fizzy drink in my house. It'll be she does her own soda bread with different nuts and seeds and every sort of thing under the sun. She'd be, she's brilliant in fairness now, and there'd be, fair enough, if we had a few pints now, there'd be no fear I'd get a fry the following morning, but in general, there'd be the diet at home would be brilliant. She'd be very good.
So Mrs. Duggan runs a tight ship.
Oh, she does. There's no fear of that anyway, on every aspect.
And how's club month been for you? So you're supposedly playing club matches.
So with Clare, we don't have our championship until August. So it's in fairness now, it's kind of ideal for us because you know that you're not starting your championship till August. So when it starts in August, you're gonna have a game every 2 weeks from then on out, and hopefully as far as a county championship or a county final. And fairness, I think last year was the first year, and it worked ideal. There's the lads at home. I haven't really asked them too much, but they've never said to me or complained about it before. But at the moment, it seems to be running fairly well because you kind of know where you stand. My brother's living over in London. He knows that he has to get ready for championship. He knows the championship is going to start middle of August, so he can build himself up for around that. Same, there's another vital member of our panel, Mikey Corrie, that's over in Germany, and he's not back until the end of July. So if we did have them championships, if we had our championship split into two, wouldn't be ideal for just our club. Our club is Clooney, but obviously different clubs are different, different counties are different. At the moment, for me personally, having the championship start in August is suiting. Obviously, your season goes on very far and it goes on very long, and it can be a bit of a downer. It's non-stop hurling, but. Look, it's what you have to deal with. I'm sure at some stage in the future there's going to be a restructuring of everything. But currently, at the moment, it's not being too negative on me.
It highlights the difficulty, doesn't it, for headquarters to figure out a system that works for these 32 different areas and different systems? Because if it's working quite well in Clare, you don't really need club month in April.
Yeah.
So are you just training county at the moment?
Just training with county, yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's been good cracking side. You know, we've got Shane back and like everything's
back
kind of
from Harvard.
Back from Harvard, yeah. We've been having great cracking side as a group, as a whole. We're great for ripping into each other and having the crack. There's been a good buzz around over the last few weeks, yeah. We're kind of training's been hard, but it's been enjoyable too. And
well, you know the good stuff's around the corner, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's always easier.
Pretty young team, a lot of lads. I mean, you won All Ireland as an under 21, didn't you? A bunch who know each other a long time.
Well, we all grew up together, and like we were saying in the interviews earlier on, the one thing is, the younger players that have come on into the panel have mingled in so perfectly well. There was it was just such an easy flow. Even at the weekend, we were above in Carton House at the weekend, just doing a small bit, yeah. And the lads were ripping into Dermot Ryan at the weekend, for being so fit, and it's funny, because we get on so well. You're with each other so much of the week,
yeah.
So much of the year, that to actually get on so well with each other too as a group is nice. It's lovely.
It is. Well, it's a band of brothers. I mean, even in 40, 50 years, when you bump into each other, you'll click straight away.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have all your stories remembering back, thinking of small little things of training there and be like, oh, hilarious, remember that or whatever. Yeah.
What's the tactic with the WhatsApp group? Notifications off, mute that thing for at least a year at a time.
No, you'd be still having the crack away. There'd be always a few ringleaders in it, there'd be great cracking it.
And how many times, I wonder, does somebody say, geez, if this got out in the public, we'd be in awful trouble?
Which, how many groups is everyone part of that you wouldn't know what would be inside them?
So, your life away from the pitch, you're in LIT still?
I am in LIT.
So let me get this right. Mum does all the cooking and you're in college. This is a pretty sweet deal.
It's ideal. I actually just finished my thesis yesterday. I finished over the weekend while I was away at the training camp. I was tipping away at that.
You were at Carton House training and then you're back up to your hotel room to finish your thesis.
Unfortunately. I probably should have had it done a little bit beforehand, but that was my own fault. I'm very last minute about everything, but I got it done. I had presented it yesterday.
Right.
No exams.
And what was it in, Peter?
I did in the change in demands of intercounty players and the corresponding effect on retirement age.
Okay. I would presume they're retiring younger.
You are correct. Yeah. Yeah. There's about 3 years of difference, really.
Over what kind of period?
I did it on different. And retired players from Clare and retired players from active players from Clare, and the change of age has gone from nearly 32 to 29.
Has it gone to 29?
Yeah, but that's anticipated retirement age, and you'd often find that they'd stay going a lot longer.
You'll get a few brick
walls. It's very hard to anticipate any actual retirement age. You can't anticipate getting injured. You might be coming into your prime. You might be playing the best hurling in your life. It's very hard to anticipate. So it's nearly better off to actually do there'll be other ways of doing the study that'll be a lot more evident, but at the same time, the demands of hurling have increased so much that the retirement age, it was always going to drop down a small little bit, but hopefully it doesn't drop down drastically.
Is it your conclusion, not to sound like your professor here grilling you and you're challenging you and you're...
That's one thing I definitely not. The lads will get some skin out of that.
Is it your kind of conclusion that the average player now in Clare, as an example, is going to retire at 29? That's where we are?
That's what it concluded.
Right.
The average player, but you have to remember that there'll be a few players that would retire a lot earlier. They could retire at 25 or 26, but...
Yeah, that'll skew things.
Exactly. So that'll change things up. So I think it was 60 or 65 or 70% said that they'd retire under 30 and the rest were over 30.
Okay.
So, but then the rest that were over 30 were going well into their 30s, 35, and so on.
It seems to be if you can get past that hump of 31, 32, you get
a new
lease of life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sure, it's an excuse to get away from...
From who?
From who, yeah.
And so what's that part of? What are you studying in LIT?
I'm studying business and sports. Four exams now left, starting Friday and... starting Friday and finishing the Monday after our first round.
How are you set?
We'll no comment.
Ask me that.
I've a structure in place now. I've done up an Excel sheet to kind of see where I'm going to study and see where I'm going to be getting everything done.
Everyone kills a day of study with the study plan.
Look, it's going to be a very busy next 2 weeks. So I had to put something in place just to see where I'm actually going to be standing. Like, it's going to be tough to kind of get everything in, but once it's in, once it's structured,
you stick to it. Yeah, and you're pretty good at sticking to a routine.
I'm not at all, but hopefully that's going to change.
Because right. I was reading, you did an interesting chat a couple of weeks ago with a number of different journalists, whereby in national school, you're one of those people who suddenly realises, I don't find this reading lark all that easy. And yeah. Did it take long to be diagnosed with dyslexia?
No, it was early. It was in four class, and then I actually moved into a dyslexic unit inside in Ennis National, inside in Ennis.
Right.
It's great. It was that changed things.
That helped me out a lot.
Like, kind of made me realise too that I wasn't too fond of schoolwork. But at the same time, I just knew that if I wanted to get any better, I just had to work a little bit harder, and that was basically it. Like.
Is it so? When you were sitting there as a 9, 10-year-old, and you're looking at all the words on the page, in what way did they not make sense?
What's the best way to describe? Like, there could be just a word. I can't even think of a word now. Just bored, and I might see cord or something as simple as that. Like, the words just get jiggled up, or I might read a word before a different word, or numbers might just get like, I could look at a sum and just know it perfectly well and say the different answer. Something simple, little things like that. Like, but I just realised then, like, it was fairly simple. Just had to concentrate a little bit more. Take a little bit extra time, like for me to memorise things, it takes me a little bit longer. So, like, even for studying now, like I'll do certain things, like do my mind maps out, and make sure that the most valuable things like that I need to learn, that I stick it, I make sure that it sticks in my head. Because if I read out a sentence just there straight away, like, I could, if you asked me to say that sentence again, I might be able to remember half the words. That can sort of happen to us all to a degree,
I suppose. So mind map is in, you'll jot down the keywords.
So, like, we'll say if I'm doing industrial relations for college or whatever, I'd have that as a topic in the middle, and I'd flake out my different bits. If I'm thinking there's a question coming up in that, and then I'll do that, and then I'll go into that section and I'll put it in, and I'll start studying away in that then.
Right, yeah, because I saw you mention to somebody about coloured glasses.
Yeah, we did that, yeah. There was another thing, yeah. Coloured glasses or a sheet over it, over a piece of paper just to read it out, and it was supposed to incline that you'd actually read the different figures or the different words easier. I found it a small little bit beneficial at the time, but not overly. But one thing that I did find very beneficial was using the small little study notes in different colours, writing in different colour pens. I don't know why, it was like nothing to do with dyslexia at all, but I just used to find it easier. I used to always try and have nice pens and different things like that. That just made it more intriguing for me to learn. And look, them little things worked out a small bit for me.
But sure. And so does it get to a point now where, to use your example, the word bored, do you now have to concentrate still that bit harder to see that word properly and see it in the right place? Or have you got to a point now where, you know, I could give you your textbook from college, which I'm sure is, you know, difficult and dense and long technical sentences. Can you read that now as quick as the next fella, or actually is it still
I'd still be a little bit slower.
Right.
Well, like, I could flake through it, like, but at the same time, I could mess up a few words like that. It would just take me a little bit of an extra second to understand, because I might read it out as a different word completely.
Right.
Simple
still,
as that in my head. Then, so like, if it just literally concentrate a little bit more, and that's it. Like, and if you read over it and you're a little bit doubtful, just stop and settle yourself and read again, like, and you'll get it straight away. Like,
do you get an extra time allowance then as part of your studies?
You do. I've never properly applied for it inside an LIT, but I really should have. But yeah, you do. Yeah, you get extra time. You get an extra hour in exam, or you can sit by yourself or whatever. But I prefer just doing the typical. There's a majority of people in Ireland have dyslexia. There's a lot that does have it. So, like, there'll be no reason. I like sitting inside the group in the hall. Like, we'll say for LIT, like, I like sitting beside everyone else. Like,
yeah.
So I'd never. But you can go sit by yourself if you feel more comfortable. You can get a reader. You can get different things. You can get a scribe. Like, there's certain different things that you can get if that's what you need be. But I just personally don't. I prefer. For just doing it myself.
Yeah, because it's funny, a mate of mine's a teacher, primary school, I was talking to him recently, and he was just saying that they've become really, really good at spotting it early and dealing with it early, and it's not a big deal, whereas obviously,
brilliant, yeah.
20, 30 years ago.
Fun. Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. The improvement is absolutely huge. But like, there's some fantastic teachers out there these days. Like I was very lucky with the teachers that I had back in the day. Like, and even currently now, like, I have a few lecturers in LIT that are fantastic to me. Like, they actually want me to succeed. Whereas another, like, obviously there's good and there's bad. Like, and there's been others in that wouldn't care. Like,
well, you'd be a nuisance on their time.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But like, it,
you
it's,
didn't find
it's,
that.
It's no, I didn't. I was lucky that I didn't. But like, currently at the moment in Saigh College, I've been very lucky. LIT have been fantastic to me. They've looked after me in numerous times. But whatever I have to ask for, and look, obviously well, hopefully that doesn't change and they'll stay help me out for particularly over the next 2 weeks. But I can't say I'll be going back to the Masters anyway. That's for sure. I'd say once I finish this, I'll be very happy.
Run and don't look back.
Yeah.
And do you have a plan after that, or is it wait and see?
I'd say in the long term, I'll probably start up my own company in a few years. But at the moment, I'd say once I finish my exams on Monday week, I will probably relax for a few weeks and do a few small odd jobs for whatever. If there's a few jobs going, I'll be tipping away at them. I love working my hands, and in the long term, I'll have to wait and see. I honestly just don't know. But before I'm 30, I'll start up my own sort of landscaping business or something along the lines. But I'd say,
so you like outdoor work with your hands?
And I enjoy it. And that's the main thing. That's why I'd like to do it, because it's something I could go away and I could get an office job, but I just wouldn't enjoy it. It's not for me.
Yeah.
And I love working my hands, so I might as well do something that I enjoy doing.
Yeah. And would landscaping take you into the area of sport, or would it be
sport,
more?
Sport, yeah.
Would it? Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Okay.
I'd probably end up doing along the lines of field maintenance and likes of that.
Right.
So it's even golf courses and whatever is going.
Right. There's a lot of golf courses in Ireland.
If anyone in a few years wants to give me a contract, work with
you. Yeah, well, listen, that was great. And so, like, because there's a lot of guys coming out of college now and an awful lot going into teaching and an awful lot going into careers to fit around their hurling.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest.
I'd be the same. I don't. I think it's a pity the way that hurling can dictate what your profession is going to be, because I'm sure there's a lot of previous hurlers that have become teachers that have ended up going down different routes. But look, at the same time, if you're happy what you're doing, you're happy what you're doing.
Sure.
But I think the main thing in life is that you should always be doing what you're happy with.
Yeah.
And like, currently at the moment, I love my hurling, and I love working outside. So they're the two things that I'll do, and I'd like to think that everyone that's involved in hurling, that loves hurling, does their hurling and does what they want to do. But at the same time, it's up to themselves. They can do what they want.
Last year was a bit of a breakout year for you in many ways. An overnight success after 7-8 years in there.
Yeah.
So last year, I mean, the stats are amazing. Last year was your 7th year on the senior panel.
Yeah.
I know you'd won All-Irelands as an under-21, so you had plenty of pedigree. But before last year, you'd played 8 championship games, I was reading, and scored 5 points. And then last year alone, you depart with 376 to your name. And I was reading in places that you were almost thinking in the build-up to last season, life on the fringes ain't so much fun, I may actually call this a day.
Yeah.
How serious were those thoughts? Were you genuinely close?
Oh, they were.
They were there.
They were there, right. Look, I was just lucky that I was able, that Clooney went far, and it gave me a lot of confidence. And I was lucky that I got the chance to break onto the team. And
did you always feel in the 5-6 years when you're looking in from the fringes, I'm good enough here to get a start in 15 place, I should be in this team? Or did you look in and think, I'm not quite there yet, there's bits I need to improve on? What kind of mindset did you have?
I had the mind frame that I knew that I had the ability, but I knew that I hadn't shown enough of it. Mm. If you know what I mean.
So you didn't feel hard done by as such?
No. There was a few times, obviously, but it'd be the same with everyone. If you ask anyone the question, there'd always be times I feel hard done by. But in general, I knew that I had ability to start, but I only seemed to show it on, geez, once every fucking in the blue moon.
And you're driving home after those matches saying, why the hell am I not doing this more?
Yeah, exactly. I played a good game at the club then, and I'd be like, why can't I do this at Clare? And look,
reason did you come up with?
If someone could tell me the answer to that, it'd be brilliant. But like, it's just funny the way it is. Lucky last year, going to Boston, and I got a break in Boston, and I slowly but surely built up confidence throughout the year, and ended up having a decent year. But like, at the same time,
more than a decent year, you got an all-star.
I'm very, very pleased with last year, but at the same time, like, I remember having a conversation with Mum and Dad, like, and Martin, my brother, and just saying, like, from the 1st of January, like, that was last year, it's just forgotten about, like, because, like, the whole ambition now is just to stay driving on, like, and, like, oh, it still hurts the thought of last year losing the Munster final in Galway. Like, it's like the lads are asking me earlier on about the point you scored, but, like, I don't really care about the point. We drew the game in the end, like, so really it was irrelevant. Like,
this is the point where you're kind of flicking it up in the air and get it over.
Yeah, but like, them things are irrelevant if you don't win. Like, we drew the game and we ended up losing the following game. So, like, you wouldn't care about them things if you were able to go on and win the game. Like,
no, I'm sure. The year starts off well and you're suddenly in the team and then you have a few good games and then you're on freeze and you get a bit of momentum and I presume you're feeling good and fit and. That must have been lovely after the previous 6-7 years. Like, you must have just been in love. And the hurling was amazing
the whole year in general.
And suddenly you're in the fourth. What was it like?
I think last year in general, I was in a great place. Like, I was just happy as Larry the whole way through the year. I was on placement at college and I was tipping away at the county board. I was, whatever they asked me to do, I was working away and I was pucking the whole time, going to the gym, going to the pool. It was a very, very enjoyable year. So everything flew.
You had momentum.
There was nothing like the sidestep. Everything was just in a direct line, and I was lucky that way. And like, in fairness, now this year, like, we didn't have a great league. Like, we were disappointed with what. Our performance in Waterford. It's not even the fact of losing in Waterford, but it's the fact that we played so poorly. Like, it's now about rebuilding and making sure that we have performance. Like, it's always going to be very difficult going down to Waterford. Like,
and will you be able to set up your summer this year in a similar way? And have
I'm not going to work for the summer now. I'll do small little jobs here and there, and that's my whole focus now. Once I've finished it, well, my focus at the moment is I'm going to have my schedule organised over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But like, so once I get through my exams and hopefully we have a good game against Waterford, hurling will be everything.
Number one,
everything. Just to a T. At the moment it's still fairly to a T, but I've two things to get involved with between college, but hurling is. Hurling for the rest of the summer then will be right at the forefront.
Swims, pokeabouts, extra gym sessions.
Yeah, back to the sea.
Mrs. Duggan's cooking.
I love going back to Lynch. Just jumping into Clahan.
So I was down in Lynch last week, actually.
It's gorgeous.
It's a golf course.
Yeah, unreal.
What a spot.
Yeah, so like Clahan is a little spot up the road, didn't it, in the scanner.
Yeah, just someone pointed that out to me.
Yeah, you just jump in there into the sea. Just, you're like, no, if you go back early in the morning, you're as fresh as daisy for the day. Like,
you didn't see things that, like that. You didn't see that documentary on RTE a couple of weeks ago called Vitamin C, as in S-E-A.
No, I didn't know.
It's worth checking out.
Actually, I heard about it, right, yeah.
I mean, it would make you want to swim in the sea every day.
Yeah.
It was just followed all these different people who swam.
It's unreal, but there's so many positive things from it. But I just find you're getting in, it's cold, you're coming back out, and you're just fresh as a daisy. You're happy as anything. And I'd be a huge fan of swimming. I love swimming.
Right.
Oh, since young age, Mammy Duggan was always brilliant. She had me in every sport under the sun, but she had me going into a swimming club from a young age too. And I love swimming. So I carried on at me. So.
But you know what? I gotta say, you can't not work for the next 10 summers, but that's the 2019 sets up as a nice summer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, I've always been a big advocate of working a lot. Like, and I'd never be shy of working. So I just said, this year after I'm finished, I'd say there'll be four or five weeks now where I won't do much. But then, now that I said that, I might have a busy 4 or 5 weeks of flat out working. So we'll have to wait and see.
I think something could pop up. I think it's good to take a bit of time after you finish college as well, and just chill. One last question I wanted to ask you about was, what is it like being an unused substitute? And I know you were very young, it was your first year in the panel. What is it like being an unused substitute across the two All-Ireland finals back in 2013?
I remember in the first one, Davey asked me to warm up, but it was early in the second half, and like I was nervous as hell, and then it went on later, and then Fergal ended up coming on, And I was like, yeah, geez, because I knew Fergal had so much more experience in it. And but like, I would have been very nervous at the time because I hadn't played a huge amount, and the games that I had played beforehand, I hadn't played great in. I would have been very nervous, and it wouldn't bother me. I at the end of the day, I'd be very. I'm even to this day, like the whole thing is winning the game. Like it wouldn't bother me. Once we win, it wouldn't bother me about playing the game. Like
enough. I don't think anyone who's there will forget the atmosphere and the replay, under the dark and the lights.
I was actually only saying like that. I was asked what was my favourite witnessing moment, like Donal O'Donovan's pint in the first game.
Equaliser.
Like that was just a whole body just changed. Like it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like because you went from losing our Ireland final to, oh my god, we have another chance.
Yeah.
And like I just remember that being outrageous. Like we just looking around like, what the hell is this actually after happening? Like it was scandalous. Yeah. We were delighted.
Relief in that dressing room.
Like I never had that feeling as much since. Like it was just like your whole body weight just dropped. Like it was like, oh my god, we live to fight another day. Like,
well, it worked out. Did you like Davey? Did you get on well with him? Or?
I did. Yeah. Well, I was lucky. Like I've been with Davey so much, like with LIT and everything.
Of course,
like, and I'd be very good friends with Davey's son, Cullum, too. And I'd be playing cards with Davey and stuff. Like he's some character. He loves his hurling. Like,
yeah, playing cards with him.
Yeah, I've played cards a good few times now. We'd have a few mates that are very friendly with each other to play
right.
Play golf together. I wouldn't be a golfer now myself, but that time that they're stuck for a player, I'd pop in along and have and obviously try and win.
Are we talking poker here? Or what's the game?
No, 45.
I don't know.
Combs. Combs is what it's called in Clooney now, but in my club. But in general, it'd be 45.
Okay, I'll look it up.
It's brilliant. It's fantastic.
Listen, thanks so much for coming in. So you're hooking up. If anyone sees you walking down the street looking very stylish, it's because you're launching the Little Woods Ireland.
Exactly.
Hashtag style of play. That will run all season. Peter Duggan, one of Gaelic Games' most stylish hurlers, both on and off the pitch. So plenty of slagging waiting you.
I'll be prepared.
Listen, good man. Have a great season. Do what you did last year. Hope it goes well.
Thanks a million. Thank you very much. GAA on Off the Ball.